Shalom, and welcome back to Daily Devotion. I trust we are all doing wonderful in the Lord. It is always a privilege for me to share on this platform of brethren of like precious faith. And I want to say the last series of the life of David had been a blessing. I have read a book written by Brother Piri on it, and so it became so much alive again to me as he was going through it. You know, the Word of God is always alive, no matter how many times you read it. May God richly bless you, Brother Piri. Now, I have a little thought here I would like to share with you today. And I will give it a title, Be Thou an Example. Be Thou an Example. And my text is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 12, verse 12. And I read, Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Now, as I was reading this scripture, my thought was drawn to youth. Youth. And now the question is, what is your youth? And we know that in our youth, we show a lot of strength and resilience. So many people have so many definitions as to what one youth should be or will be. Maybe one person would describe his or her youth as when he or she turned to be a teenager. Or another person also describe his or her youth as when he or she completed high school or university. Yet another person also describes his youth as when that fellow started working and earning salary. Also, one will also describe his or her youth as when they married and started giving birth to their children. But as I read through the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, my thought was drawn to the strength of the eagle. You know, the strength of the I'll read. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So, it's so amazing that a believer or a saint of God has been tied to the eagle, this very mighty and magnificent bird. You know, the characteristics of the bird eagle amazes me a lot. In that this eagle, the higher it flies, the clearer it sees. You know, and when I think on it, it's so amazing that other bears are not so. You know, and a saint of God or a believer should be tied to this type of a bird. You know, the other bears are satisfied with the level they fly. You know, they fly in tradition, they fly in religiosity and deceptions. But the eagle is not able to fly in those environments. You know, the higher it flies, the clearer it sees. You know, and we believers or we the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ has been tied to the eagle. So that means that the higher we fly, the more revelations we get. The higher we go in the things of God, the more we tend to know God. So the question is your strength renewed daily in the Lord as the eagle? This mighty bird? Now I'm also going to read another portion of scripture. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. And I read, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So again here, the Bible is saying that a believer or a saint of God is the salt of the earth. And you will know that when you prepare a dish and you taste the dish and there is no salt in the dish, straight away you realize that something has gone wrong. And so if we, the saints of God, we are being tied to be the salt of the earth, we should season wherever we find ourselves, you know, so that people will know that we are there. Otherwise, we become trodden underfoot of men. They ridicule us and they talk so much bad and evil about us, which will not give the glory unto our Heavenly Father in heaven. And also, light is something that always, always overcomes darkness. When a room is dark, the moment you flip on the light, the whole place becomes clear. So, if in the life of a believer, your life is not thundering, you know, around the people who are walking in darkness, who are groping in darkness, then there is a sure problem somewhere. Now, to be an example is somebody who your actions, your words, whatever you do should be a sort of inspiration to somebody. Now, Apostle Paul also entreated the believers in Philippi to be his example, as can be seen in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have as for an example. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. So, being an example is something, a quality of a Christian, which will give the glory and praise to our Heavenly Father all the time. I'm also going to read another portion of scripture in Titus chapter 2, verse 7. Titus chapter 2, verse 7. And it reads, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Now, by the fruit you are bearing, are you known as a believer of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you play a double standard in life? Or you only profess with your mouth, but your heart is far away from the Lord? What doctrines are you following? Your doctrines, are they sound doctrines? Can this doctrine find their root in the scriptures, the holy scriptures of God? Or the doctrine, or the doctrines you are following are the apostolic, the doctrine of the apostolic fathers, who are our foundation. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ came on this walk on the shores of Galilee. He chose 12 disciples to be the foundation of the faith, the Christian faith. Or are your doctrines strange and corrupt? Hallelujah. There have been strange doctrines of late circulating all around social media. You meet other brethren and they tell you strange doctrines. And most especially those who claim to be following the end time message. They tell you some of their revelation and you wonder if really they ever read the Bible. Are you a grave person? Are you being able to rule your house very well? Putting your children under subjection? If I say putting your children under subjection, I don't mean to say you lord it over your family, but you must be a shining example unto your children. I want to say a male, a father should be a shining example unto his male children. And a mother should also be a shining example to the female children of her household. By so doing, we show a very good example in the faith to our children. Or are you a weakling in the faith? Now, when the angel of the Lord appeared to the messenger of our age, William Marion Branham, he entreated him, if thou wilt be sincere, nothing shall stand before thee, not even cancer. And this simple man of God, you know, showed so much sincerity that people thought, he has gone off track. Now, insincerity has become the order of the day. Believers and ministers of the gospel don't do as they say. They say one thing but do the other. They always tend to play the double standard. Many a times, ministers of God live lavish lives that doesn't set a good example to their flock or to their congregation. Also, do you lord it over your flock? Ministers of God, do you lord it over your flock? As Apostle Peter rightly said, neither as being lord over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3. Or you accommodate each and every one of your assembly. Well, this is a little thought I would like to leave with you this morning. And I will entreat you that the Lord will help all of us to think on these things as we mingle with our co-workers at work, at school, or in our institutions where we learn, institutions of learning, in our neighborhood. Let us endeavor to be a shining example to all who we come into contact with. Let us season whoever we come into contact with. God richly bless you. May your day prosper in the Lord. Shalom and amen.